It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll look at a new report that examines the potential impact of pipeline expansion in Wisconsin and beyond.
First, we're talking about some of the latest news out of the Wisconsin State Legislature. Now that both the State Assembly and Senate have a more conservative makeup, Republican agenda items are more likely to be brought up and passed.
Last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss spoke with several different newspaper editorial boards and laid out the legislative priorities for Assembly Republicans. He mentioned slowing down the drafting of a right-to-work bill for Wisconsin, school accountability, and UW system reform.
Here to give us a rundown of the priorities Republicans have for the upcoming legislative session is Scott Bauer. He's a correspondent for the Associated Press. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with right to work. Last week, we spoke with the president of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, who said right to work would help create jobs here in Wisconsin. He was a proponent of that. What did Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have to say about right to work legislation over the last several days?
Yeah, what he's been saying lately is that he's going to let the Senate take the lead on that and see what comes out of that chamber and then kind of go from there. So you have an interesting dynamic, Republicans in charge both in the Senate and the Assembly. The Senate Majority Leader, Scott Fitzgerald, a couple weeks ago said this issue, right to work, is too important to let linger. We want to act quickly on it. We're going to take the lead. So I think the first place to look is to see what's going to happen in the Senate. And you have over in the Assembly, State Rep Kapenga, who is saying, you know, he's going to introduce a bill. But even he's saying he's going to wait and see what the Senate does. So we'll definitely have some right-to-work activity, but it looks like it's going to start in the Senate.
And it sounds as though he's also asking Republicans to go to the people and make the case for it and to sort of to sell the idea of right-to-work and make sure that people really wanted it.
Right. I mean, let's remember how Act 10 happened, because everybody's talking about this in relation to Act 10. Act 10 was proposed by the governor after the election, before the, you know, in February, when he was a brand new governor, a couple months, if that, into his term, caught a lot of people by surprise, and the legislature tried to act quickly on it, and we all know what happened. It got delayed for a while, but eventually they passed it. Right to work, and the governor said after that one of his big regrets is that he felt like he didn't do enough ahead of time to kind of lay the groundwork. This time with right to work, Walker is not the one pushing it. Got legislative Republicans who are behind it and who are talking a lot more about, much more openly about what are we thinking about doing, what's this going to look like. You have different groups advocating for and against it before there's even a bill out there. So it's certainly a different dynamic than before. And you've got Walker kind of saying it's not a priority of mine, but he's also not saying that he would veto it if the legislature would pass it.
So with Governor Walker not announcing that right to work is a priority for him, does that, to you, indicate that that might be sort of an indication that the legislature should take it slow with this?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that the governor's certainly been asked 30 different ways, you know, what he would do with the bill. And he's been very, you know, consistent in saying that he sees it as a distraction, that he would prefer the legislature not focus on that. That he's going to have his own priorities that he's spelling out in the state budget that he'll introduce in January or February. But you talk to lawmakers, and many of them say, you know, look, we can walk and chew gum at the same time here. We understand the governor has priorities, but we have priorities also. And many folks, you know, ran on talking about some of these issues, and they have larger majorities than they did before, and they want to exert their power.
Now, to turn to another issue, Speaker Voss also brought up school accountability, and this is an issue that has been brought up before. It's never really cleared all the legislative hurdles. Do you think that it could go differently this time around?
This is definitely an issue that legislative Republicans are talking a lot about wanting to do and wanting to do quickly. The governor has also said it's a priority. It looks like we're going to have, you know, there's definitely going to be bills in the Senate and the Assembly on school accountability. This is about trying to figure out a way to take the school report card that's done now, incorporate the voucher schools in a way that they can be, you know, measured in the same way that public schools are, and then coming up with some kind of perhaps a grade system to rate the schools, and also possibly coming up with some kind of sanction for schools that are deemed to be failing. So a lot of the where the rubber hits the road is how you treat kids who are in a private school on a taxpayer-funded voucher. Do you treat the entire school the same as you would a public school, or just those voucher kids? And what are the sanctions, if there are any? So, you know, these are a lot of the things that are being discussed right now, and a lot of the thorny issues that kind of held this bill up in past years.
Now, Common Core has been a really contentious topic here in the state, and not just in Wisconsin, nationally as well. How does that factor into a thought about school accountability right now?
Yeah, it's another hot education issue that's out there. The governor, during the campaign, put out a statement and said he wants Common Core to be, you know, repealed. But there's really nothing in state law to repeal, so it's a local decision. Local school districts get to decide whether they adopt the Common Core or not. So what we have Speaker Voss talking about lately is saying, well, what we want to make sure we provide schools with an alternative, that they don't feel compelled to do the Common Core if they choose not to. And again, where it gets complicated with that is that the standards that schools, the tests that schools take that they're measured on are based on the Common Core academic standards. So they want to align their curriculum to the Common Core, so the students, when they take these standardized tests, are prepared, you know, and do well on those. So there's a lot of discussion going on about if you provide some kind of alternative to the Common Core, you know, what does that look like? How different is it really? And then, you know, what do you do about the testing?
Well, to stick with the subject of education, there's a new education reform committee in the state Senate. Tell us about the committee and what might be on their docket.
Yeah, a lot of these issues we've just been talking about, the accountability bill most likely will go through this committee. It's chaired by Senator Farrow, who has been a leader on drafting the accountability bill this time around. He's you know, it's likely that if there's a Common Core bill, that might go there. And it's possible, depending on how the voucher debate plays out, expanding the voucher schools, that may or may not go through that committee. And that committee was created this year because, it's interesting that this committee is new, because in the past, the Education Committee is chaired by Senator Olson. That committee still exists, but this new reform committee is going to get a lot of these issues that Senator Olson in the past had been a little more critical of than Senator Farrow has been.
So is this a way of trying to do a workaround, do you think, and get more voices in on this, if Senator Luther Olson had been critical of some of these things before?
Yeah, it's definitely a way for these issues that Senator Farrow is working on to have a smoother road than they would have going through the Education Committee. So, you know, you'll have a proponent for the accountability bill and the way he wants to do it, and a critic of Common Core and some other things going through a committee that's much friendlier than it would have been otherwise.
And lastly, Senator Voss has also been talking about some reforms to the UW system. In specific, he wants to take a close look at the course loads of professors. Can you tell us anything about how this one might unfold?
Yeah, that's something he's been talking about a little bit. Hasn't really been anything that it seems like there's been a lot of discussion on yet. But as we've seen over recent years, the legislature and the UW have a contentious relationship on a number of issues. Some changes have been made in leadership at UW, and they've been trying to be to more closely with the legislature. And we'll see if this is an issue where they come in and can find some common ground, or if it's another one where we have some major disagreements. But it's not something I've heard the governor talk much about. The speaker's definitely been talking about it a little bit. So it's not clear yet exactly how that one's going to play out.
And now that Republicans have such a powerful majority, how active do you think the state government is going to be in the upcoming session?
Well, the governor is talking about, you know, wanting to be aggressive, acting quickly to get his agenda through, which will the bulk of it will be in the state budget, again, which will be introduced in January and February. And beyond that, you've got a lot of people who 63 Republican member majority in the Assembly, 19 member majority in the Senate, 18 currently with a vacancy, but in a Republican district. So you've got a lot of folks with a lot of ideas, a lot of power, nobody really to stop them from the other party. So I would think you'll see a very active legislative session and plenty of things to talk about in the coming months.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Scott Bauer, correspondent for the Associated Press. He was with us to talk about the legislative priorities Wisconsin Republicans are setting for the next session.